You like movies, right?
No.
I like movies.
Okay.
Did you see Pulp Fiction in the theater?
No.
Pretend you did.
Okay, yes.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah, it was great.
All right, this bit is shot. You really didn't see Pulp Fiction in the theater?
No.
Were you old? You were old enough then.
Yeah, I think so. I saw From Dusk Till Dawn in the theater.
Oh, that's the same.
Yeah.
Wait. Forget this. Forget it. Forget I brought it up, man.
Okay, sorry.
We'll do a show about good things.
Sorry, sir.
Hello and welcome to episode 453 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Rainy day. It's been a little rainy today so far, so there's that.
Same yeah. Here, man. Pouring rain today.
So maybe Bummer. It's a sign of fall is in the air.
I hope not, though. I hope we're going to get Indigenous People Summer. Is that what it's called now?
And yeah, maybe.
I don't know what you call it.
A late summer?
Yeah, it used to be Indian Summer.
Right.
Back in the day.
I think that's still okay, is it?
I don't know. It's a slippery slope, Adam.
Okay, sorry.
I actually don't know the genesis of that phrase. So maybe it's okay, maybe it's not.
Okay.
All right, good. Well, way to bring us down, Attridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazon, if you need to get your fall clothing, or what would you need in the fall? Probably a nice sweater?
Maybe a rain jacket.
I hope not. But you do. You do need... I can't tell you enough like how much I appreciate a good rain jacket, because I'm not an umbrella guy.
No, neither am I.
So huge fan of the rain jacket. Get your rain jacket on Amazon. Click through our site to help us out.
Okay.
Just bought something on Amazon. Let's talk about our Amazon purchases. Why don't we?
Okay.
So my wife has a phone, as most wives do.
Mm-hmm.
That she gets it from school. So she has a Samsung. Something. Galaxy? Does that sound like a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing, I think. I think that's the Samsung.
Yeah, okay. So I'm assuming it's probably spying on us. Not relevant. Not relevant to the Amazon story. Although it might be. It actually might be. Now that I think about this, this was not planned. I'm just putting this two and two together. But I'll get back to that in a sec. So she has a case for it, and then it breaks. Because it was, I don't know, $6 or something. It lasted a year and a half. Good enough. So she wants a new case, but she wants a little something different. Maybe she wants to be able to put her bank card in there, too, so she can lose everything at once, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, which one do you want? You pick one out for me. So I pick one out. I pick one out what I think would be cool. It's like one of those wallet ones that opens.
Sure.
So on the one side, it's got all your cards in it and your cash, and then it closes up and it looks nice. It's made of leather. And then it opens up. You can sit and watch it, like if you're on the airplane or something, which she rarely is. But you could watch it if you wanted to. And she hates it. Just hates it. She's like, I feel like my mom.
Right.
Which is like, well, oh no, that's not helping. And so I was like, all right, well, so we'll send it back, which we did. And I was like, all right, well, which one do you want then? I don't know. You decide. That's how we got here, though.
Okay.
That's how we landed here, is you being indecisive.
Right.
Just now that, like, listening to you, your feedback is like, I should be having this conversation with her, not you.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Except for I've had this conversation with her 111 times.
Okay.
So it's equally beneficial for me to talk to you about it. Okay, but the Amazon bit. So I bought her a different one on Amazon. If she likes it, great. If she doesn't, I don't care. But so the other day, back up. I have never bought a clipboard on Amazon.
Okay.
I have never Googled clipboard. I have never anything clipboardy. I have never Googled anything clipboard adjacent, which I don't know what that would even be. So maybe I have. The other day, though, I do own a clipboard that I bought at the store many, many years ago. And so the other day I was looking for it. Hey, honey, have you seen my clipboard? Oh, yeah, I had your clipboard, but I put it back on your desk. All right. Oh, yeah, here's my clipboard. That was the conversation, essentially.
Right.
The next day, I get an email from Amazon. Based on the things you've been searching for, a series of clipboards.
Yep.
So the phone's listening.
Yeah, I believe so.
What other thing? Like, how specific is that? Like, what could I have possibly searched for that would be clipboard adjacent?
No, I think this is definitely something, and I think every single listener out there can attest to this in a similar situation in the last, I'm going to say, 3 months.
Really?
Everybody. Yeah.
So it's happening.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
100%. And I don't even have an Alexa. Like, I've heard with Alexa, it's game on.
Yeah, I don't think it's just Alexa. There's something else going on with the microphones in our phones. And I don't think this means being paranoid. I could give you 5 examples as random as that in the last 3 months. Just, again, just conversations about, oh, the University of West Virginia. And then boom, like a bunch of University of West Virginia stuff pops up on the phone. I don't think it's weird anymore. I think it's just, that's just what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yep.
And so what Adam is saying is, if you're listening and you've had a very, very specific version of this, go ahead and write us with it and we'll share it on the show.
Great.
Yeah. But just do it quietly. I'm not going to read it out loud, because then all of a sudden the Stasi is going to show up and game on.
Right.
Still buy stuff on Amazon, though. I like it. I'm part of the problem. I'm definitely part of the problem. Yeah. So there's that. What's going on, Adam? You want a baseball update?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Our season won't end. Our season actually ended yesterday, last night.
Okay. And?
Finished strong. Won out the season. So we finished 26-2, top of the division. Finished strong, 16 game win streak to end the season.
Do you get anything? Is there any like championship or hardware or anything for this?
Yeah, I think there's some hardware. I'm not sure what there's hardware. We had free beer after our last home game, that's for sure. Okay. We'd clinched last week, last Saturday we clinched. These two games yesterday meant nothing but pride, and we wanted to finish 26-2, and it was against the second place team in the league.
But there's no German World Series?
There is. There absolutely is, but only in the top league. So we're in the second division. We're not in the Erste Bundesliga, the first national league. We're not in that. But what this does,
no championship.
No, there is. Well, sort of, not championship, but there is. What we do now is we do enter a playoff against a team from Munich in the similar league but a different division, and the winner then qualifies to go up to the first Bundesliga next year.
Okay.
So they do promotion and relegation system like they do in soccer and all that stuff. So we do have that right. But yesterday's games didn't matter for that. It was just more so pride. We wanted to finish 26-2 and end up being a hard fought last couple of games. The very last game of the season, we're down 3-2 going into the last inning. Top of the second game of the doubleheader is a 7-inning game. First one's 9. We go in, we're down 3-2. We have not done that. We have not really gone into the last inning losing, except for the two games that we lost, obviously, which is actually not even true. We lost in the last inning in that one, regardless. So we're down 3-2 going into the seventh inning. First guy, our first batter strikes out. Thought, oh, sweet. One out. And then the boys rallied. A couple base hits, a couple clutch hits, and we go up. I ended up hitting a sack fly to get our fourth run of the inning. So we went up 6-3, took a 6-3 win into the bottom of the seventh and shut it down. It was great.
Nice.
great last game. All the boys came together and played like a real team. It was nice to see because our last bunch of games have been against weaker opponents. And so, you know, they've been blowouts. So not a great test. So this was great. But then the championship you're speaking of, meanwhile, they have like a statewide championship where every single team, regardless of the division they're in, plays a single knockout tournament throughout the season. So in between, you know, on Sundays where you don't have a game or et cetera, you match up against some other organization. And so we had we were in the semifinal. Winner goes to the final. It's called the Pokal. And we ended up winning handily against a team from Gammertingen. Again, they were undermatched for us. But the highlight for me was the fourth inning. I led off the fourth inning with a triple, as you do when you're 45.
Right.
Two batters later was our Canadian pitcher slash coach. He ended up smashing a triple. Two batters later.
Wow.
So hitting ninth in that inning was the other Canadian, the kid, the 20-year-old. And I said to him, I was like, hey, Braden, you know you got to hit a triple. All the other Canadians hit a triple this inning. And he said, yeah, all right. Bam, smashed a triple. So we had three Canadian triples in one inning.
Wow.
That was exciting. Hey.
Historic.
I would like that wow to be a little bit more wow to it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. What are the odds? Three Canadian triples in one inning.
There you go.
And then I followed up his with a double that it was about a double and a half. I might have got thrown out at third, so I didn't want to push it at that point. Could have had four.
Okay.
So just to finish out, ended up finishing the regular season. I checked the stats. I think I hit 385 to finish.
Pretty solid.
Solid. A little slip on the last day. I didn't have my strongest day. I had my only 0-for on the season was yesterday. And so I had an 0-for-5 with like three walks and a sack fly, which pushed my average below 400. I was hitting 403 going into the day. So
that's tough. Too bad.
It was a little tough. I kind of wanted to. I didn't really know. I didn't know I was hitting 400 till after. But you know, you kind of want to pop a couple. If I get two hits dropped, I hit 403 on my last day. But I'll take a 385. And ended up finishing in the top 10 in the league in a bunch of offensive categories. So
cool.
Felt okay. And just as a disclaimer, and we'll walk away from this, not tremendously interested in my personal stats, except because I preach to all the kids about how to play. Like, you guys do this. It kind of helps if I don't hit 163.
Right.
So I want to be able to back up what I say with some numbers that they understand. So that's about the gist of where my interest lies in my personal stats. But 26-2, that was the good part. And all the listeners can wake up now.
Yay.
Bored of what I was just talking about. So I'll keep you apprised of the playoffs when they happen, and which is next weekend. And then the Pokal final, which will be a big deal in October.
Okay.
All right. And you, fall ball, what do you got?
Nope, just hockey. Hockey starts. We're not playing fall ball. We took a pass on fall ball, and hockey starts. We had a couple of ice times this weekend, and yeah, full swing of hockey now.
How are the new skates?
Good. Jack grew like a zillion sizes, so he went two full skate sizes up since last year's skates.
Was he wearing them around the house, or are skates broken in now?
They heat them up. You wear them for an hour and they're pretty good to go now. So it's really, the break-in process is a lot faster now for skates than it used to be. So yeah, it's really not a big deal, but yeah, now he's moved, like, you know, skates go youth and then junior. And then once you go over a size 6, you're now in senior skates. He's now in senior skates.
Oh, what do skates cost?
As a 10-year-old.
Oh man.
Yeah. We didn't get like super high end skates or anything. And partly it's because as you go up to higher end skates, like they get super stiff. So when you only have a 10-year-old body, you don't want super stiff skates. So, I don't know, a couple $100, like nothing that's going to, you know, like a decent bat in baseball, basically.
Yeah. That seems reasonable. But because the other ones, by the time you break them in, he's grown out of them.
Oh yeah, he's now going to be every year he's going to need a new pair of skates, right? For sure. Yeah, the growth rate is pretty ridiculous. Yeah,
right.
But I am still like going to take him once a week just to the cage. Like this afternoon, we didn't have any plans, so I just sort of booked the batting cage, and then we just go fool around. So we'll that's our version of fall ball. That's what we did last year, and that's the way I plan to do it again this year.
Nice.
Just fool around. He did get a new glove, so we do want to kind of break that in. And yeah, it's always good, just like you say, to have some father son play time.
And you can just go down to the cage, like just the two of you?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting? Oh, wait. Whoa. We teased your new camera last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear what it is, but still don't tell me all about it. I think I want to hear all about it next week. I want to hear in detail next week. Okay?
So what do you want to hear?
Well, you can say what the camera is, but what I'm saying is that we're going to have a full enough show now. I want to hear, next week's episode will be strictly about your new camera and why you decided to get it, how you like it, et cetera, et cetera. Tell the people what you got.
Okay, I got the Fuji X100S version camera.
Oh, that's a piece of crap.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah, that's terrible. The S, that's what the S stands for. Piece of crap.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Come on.
It's, for those who don't know, there's the Fuji X100, the original, and then mm-hmm. next in line was the X100S, and then there's a T, and then the one that you have, the F. So yeah. I guess every couple of years, they kept putting out a new one. This one, I can't remember what year they put out the X100S, but mm-hmm. anyways, that's the one I got. You used on Craigslist. That's all I need to say.
And I'm looking forward to hearing about that next week.
Sure.
You got some sample photos you've already sent last week. You've probably had some reps on it. And so I've had a few reps.
I haven't done a ton with it, but I did carry it around a bunch last weekend.
Awesome. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting?
Well, last weekend, my cousin and his wife and 2.5-year-old were in town. So I did. We kind of, you know, had a couple of outings together with my kids and wife, and I brought the camera to that. We kind of just made our rounds around Vancouver. They're from Eastern Canada, so not too
far. Oh, right. I made a mistake here. I know better because I know them. In my head, this is your brother.
No, this is my cousin.
Who's from the island, but this, you're right now. I'm doing the math. Your brother looks very different and lives closer.
Yeah, so I haven't seen him since his wedding. I did the photos for his wedding. So for the listeners out there who've been listening for a number of years, I don't know, that was probably 4 or 5 years ago, whatever that was. So they were making a West Coast visit. They'd wanted to come out for a while, so it worked out that they came for that Labor Day weekend. And so we hung out. We went to the PNE. We went, there's a bunch of stuff going on around Vancouver. So we just kind of went to the park and did different outings. So yeah, that was fun. And I did snap some photos along the way, cause it's the first time both myself and my kids, my wife, had met their 2-year-old. So that was fun. And of course I did want to snap some photos.
And this is them at the playground.
So I did. Yeah. I think I put one in the Dropbox of them at just our playground. That's just right behind our house. And, just right before, sort of right where magic hours turning into blue hours, like right at that meeting place. Mm-hmm. So I snapped some photos, of them. And I think did I only put the one in? I don't know what I put in anymore.
Yeah. You just the slide photo.
Okay. So yeah. So there they are there. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I have a whole bunch more. I just didn't know how many photos that we wanted to see of them at the playground, but.
No more than 20.
Yeah. So I think one is good. Yeah.
How many did you shoot out of curiosity?
I probably shot, I don't know, like, cause the kid went on I think there's pictures on the swing, right? There's a couple of pictures of,
oh, is it the same kid? I didn't know.
Yeah. So that's their 2-year-old on the swing. And it sort of reminded me when I took those photos, like that, you know, kids on swings, that's something you shoot from the time they're age 2 to age 5, and then they never really go on the swings that much anymore. So yeah, so I kind of enjoyed that, and I was playing around with different perspectives. But yeah, I included a couple of pictures from the swings and shot those with the 85 millimeter on the 60 and yeah, just really shallow depth of field and just, yeah, was having fun.
Must be nice for them. I guess that's also pressure for you because they fly all the way across the country and you're like, all right, I better get some good photos for them. That's what, is that your thought process?
Kind of, maybe not that explicit, but just thought they're in town and last time I did photos was they were getting married. So now they've got a kid and I thought, oh, this is something that I can easily do. And certainly if the light's decent, I've got the gear. So yeah, when we were out in the park in the evening, I just knew that I'd get a bunch of good photos. So we were there for maybe 45 minutes and I was just snapping what was going on.
So he's your cousin.
My cousin is the adult.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yes.
I understand that part.
Yeah.
I'm just confused by the hair.
Oh yeah, he's got it and I don't.
It's magnificent.
Yeah, it's very much like Jack's hair, like steel wool. Jack has his cousin, or I guess it's not his cousin, second cousin. I don't know how that whole thing works, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, here where I live, never mind. There's a joke. I'm not saying the joke, but I'm just saying, how is he related to you?
Yeah, he is my first cousin.
Okay, wow. Yeah. There you go.
And then the other thing we did is went to the PNE as a group, and I thought you'd be interested. They had an exhibit at the PNE this year that was called Snap Happy, and it was like
wife post a couple of these on Instagram, and I was kind of wondering what was going on.
Yeah, so they had this huge area set up that was basically a whole selfie experience where, you know, they had overhead fluorescent lights for the most part set up near a whole bunch of different backdrops. And then, you know, people just wandering around taking selfies on their phone in front of these, you know, a lot of them were pretty cool backdrops. So I just took a photo. I was carrying around the X100 and I took a picture of like just the backdrop and you can see there's like a big sort of spotlight gradient around it. And that's just the way it was lit. So I took a shot of that. And then I gave a sample of a photo of Jack in front of like, you know, this sort of burger couch where you sit on the couch and they had a ketchup and mustard bottle. And then he sat on the burger and I snapped a photo of him just to kind of show what it was. And then Sarah Mosley, you know, took photos in front of all the different backgrounds, but she's now filtering any photo that I post for the podcast. So I did not get approval from her. She was not around to get approval for photos. So I did not include her in any of the background photos. Yeah. So that's where we're at. She's my 12-year-old's filtering what I post of her.
It's the way of the world, man.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. Jack still doesn't filter my posts.
I stopped getting offended by it like a while ago because it's mostly the softball girls. When I take pictures of them, they filter them, which ends up making them look, in my opinion, worse. So I don't know. I understand what they think they're doing.
Right.
That's a whole another ethical argument, and really I'm not going down that rabbit hole now. I have sort of recognized that I am the old man in this scenario and just let it go, man. Don't be offended. Just that's what they're going to do. You know, you want, it's like wearing those super baggy pants hanging low. Okay. You guys look silly. Go nuts.
Right.
I wore acid wash jeans for 9 months.
Yeah. True enough.
Yeah. It was last year, unfortunately, which is a horrible error.
Yeah.
So, and no, it was the 80s.
Well, the funny thing was, as much as I'm against selfies, I did like the fact that this existed, this, all these cool kind of setups. And because they were all, I mean, they weren't lit well, but they were lit enough that you could just walk up and take a picture with your cell phone. I took these of them, refusing to get in anything with a selfie because I'm blatantly opposed to a selfie with my phone.
Right.
But I did like the photography angle of, hey, there's some cool backdrops and we just walk up and take photos. And of course, their intent is to post them immediately in real time. And I didn't do any of that, but I still did enjoy the experience. And after probably spending 30 minutes walking around, there was probably 50 different setups like the one you see with Jack.
Really?
Sarah did. Oh, yeah. There was a lot. Maybe 40. There was a lot of setups.
Like this is scattered about
A huge area, yeah, like an indoor venue of just one another.
So this is all bait. Okay, I thought it was maybe in between rides or something.
No, this was all in a, they always have kind of like a, and I don't even know what the building's called. It's right across from the Coliseum, whatever that building is called. Big building. And they always have an exhibit there. And this year, like sometimes it's, last year was like a sci-fi exhibit and they had the Back to the Future car. I think I took a shot and posted that. In the podcast last year. This year this was the exhibit was all sort of photo backdrops, and it was
Get behind that. I can get behind that a little bit.
Yeah, I liked it. And I think Sarah, when we finished, she was like, oh, that was so fun. Like she loved it. So I mean, she is the target audience, I think.
Yeah, but the one thing I don't really get is why on the hamburger bun it didn't have the hashtag Peony Snap Happy or whatever they were advertising. It should be hard printed on there.
Yeah, and it was only in a few spots, but they did have like lights that was all lit up, like the big PNE. And so Sarah, yeah, I took a picture in that, and then one that said the fair, and you know, they did have stuff with all of their I guess advertisement built in, except for that was just a couple of the exhibits. I agree with you, it could have been stamped all over everything.
Yeah, I'll talk to Instagram about that.
Missed opportunity, yeah.
But still, having that's like an art installation, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I can get behind this. And so now what you want to do is you want to go on Instagram and check out that hashtag and see if you recognize anybody who was around you that day.
Sure.
Don't you? I do that sometimes. Like when we were on vacation in Spain, I was checking Instagram to be like people in the area, who's hashtagging in the area. And see if I saw people in town or something like that. Because I saw people taking pictures, obviously. And now I guess I'm seeing how creepy that is now that I'm saying it out loud. This is more after the fact to be like, oh, how kind of sort of meta it would be. But now it's just creepy and I'm going to edit this part out. All right.
Perfect.
All right. I did some shooting this week. Got the camera out. Started off... it was just my daughter and I were home. My wife had my son at Legoland, and so I said, "Oh my, wow, we got a really kind of a cool evening. We got the sun going down, but it's going down behind some really cool clouds, which I love. That sort of hour when you get like the sun just about to go to set, and you got some really great looking clouds in the sky. Usually a great opportunity to get out there and snap some photos, especially." If you bring a flash, which is what I did. I said, all right, let's go for a little walk. We'll bring the, what did I have? I think I had the Mark III, I think, yes. Yeah, the Mark III with the 70-200, brought a flash, bare flash with a full CTO on it. Had something very specific in mind. Went out for a little walk to get some sky. And then, so I had the photo, the first photo you see of her in the, looking off in the distance in the pink sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it. Just couldn't stand it. Like, this sucks. And because just as I was getting ready to shoot, the sun came out. So you can see she's backlit by the sun.
Right.
And then I have the flash pumping into her face there with the CTO on it, which would technically be the sunset in my mind if that sun had not come out and backlit her.
Right.
So we got cool. We have cool sky in behind. She's standing up on this trailer that's out in the middle of a field somewhere. That's getting her nicely elevated, so we can get some, you know, a little greenery in the background and some cool sky. Except that sun just absolutely ruins it. And now you're looking at this and you're like, well, what is this? I mean, it's technically fine. It's lit and balanced and there's colors and there's somebody in it, so there it's technically a photograph,
right?
But that's where it ends. And I thought, oh no, like what a waste. Like I don't want to miss this. Yet on the flip side, the existing light, not good. It wasn't good enough to actually take photos. Like nothing I would write home about. So I quickly improvised. I said, oh, you know what I'm gonna do? All right, come with me, kiddo. We're gonna walk up the hill a little bit. And I found like a little orchard area with a bunch of trees. And put her in the shade, put the flash, the hard light, zoom to 85 millimeters on the flash with the CTO on it. I put it on the other side of the tree and shot through the tree using the tree as a gobo. I said, all right, you know what? Put your hood up. I'm going to position you. I snapped a couple of test shots, got her positioned so that her eyes were right in the light, and then the shadow fell across her face. And this is nowhere near what I had envisioned when we left the house, what I was going to shoot, but I'm happy with how it turned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks good.
So use a tree as a gobo, a cookie. Wow, was that a cool. And very, very simple, in and out, done, moving on. So that was a good save. And then here's an example of the iPhone photo I got of my son in his baseball uniform.
Yeah.
He dressed for his first youth game.
Okay.
So he plays T-ball, which he's not even old enough for. T-ball is like from 6 to 8, and he's only 5, but I'm the coach, so it's okay.
Right.
But then the coach, like I play with the coach of the youth team, and he said, yeah, does he want to come out and dress and maybe play? He could play if he wants. I said, yeah, we'll be there, man. So after T-ball, of which he wore his uniform and slid around a lot, as you can see, went and dressed, and we went and sat in the dugout for the youth game, and he was just so excited to sit there. But when it came time to play, he said to him, hey, man, you want to go hit? It's time to go hit if you want. And I had mixed feelings because the pitcher was 12 years old. it's 12 and under. You can't turn 13 during that year. So it's whatever that is, under U13.
Sure.
And so this kid's up there just throwing gas. Like, just honestly, like, not gas, not like in your league. Like, when Jack's 12, he'll face guys that throw harder. But probably the kid, I don't know, kid probably throws as hard as Jack does.
Okay.
On the mound. I'm assuming, based on the videos I've seen, around there, maybe harder, maybe not, I don't know. Point being, if my 5-year-old son went up there and Jack hit him with his fastball, that'd be the end of his career. So I was a little bit torn. I was like, I kind of want him to go play. It's a home game. Everyone in the crowd is like thrilled. They all want him to play, right?
Yeah.
And he's just like, Daddy, I think I'll just watch today. Next time. I'll play next time.
Right.
It's like, whew, thank God, man. But anyway, so I didn't have my camera with me, but I just snapped a quick photo using Lightroom in RAW, and which kind of let me somewhat control. It was very, very dark. It was actually late in the evening. We don't have lights. And so the ISO here on the iPhone is cranked. And so, but decent job of noise reduction in the RAW. And that's a good example of how to use Lightroom RAW on your iPhone.
Cool.
And then lastly, my daughter went to horse camp this week. She loves horses. That's okay. Her thing.
Yeah.
So a couple times a year, we sign her up for the week-long day camp where she goes and they groom horses and ride horses and learn all about the equestrian. What do you call it when they dance? They take them around the steeplechase or whatever it is.
I'm not the right person to ask.
I don't think it's steeplechase. I think it's something else. But okay. They call it something else. But they, it's like the show stuff where they kind of jump over the things and I should ask, is Dwayne, remember, doesn't Dwayne Gervin, friend of the show, his daughter does that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think she does, or she did. I'm not sure if she still does, but yeah, she was big into that.
I think it's dressage.
Sure, that sounds right.
Anyway, they do all that kind of stuff for the week. So on the last day, parents come out and I went and so I snapped a bunch of photos, and then, but what I liked about this one was the light inside. This took place in the riding inside, like a sort of a covered area, but it has light coming in from either side, and they have sort of covered skylights, like sort of tinted skylights on top of the roof, which allows some light to come in from the top and creates a nice soft light, which allowed me to get a shot of her and her horse. And then off the side, my son was watching, and just this really kick-ass light kind of coming in from the side, the soft light, existing soft light. And I just grabbed a quick shot of him and his million-dollar smile. And so
nice,
that's what I shot this week.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's, well, most of it's the smile, but the light also very nice. And you kind of can't go wrong with any 70 to 200 lens.
Right. That's, yeah. That's pretty safe. Opinion.
Yeah. You're good to go. So, all right. So we shot some interesting, I don't know, maybe sure. Interesting, but shot a lot more. I shot a lot more. You seem to have shot a lot more.
Yeah, for sure.
Than you had. All right. Topic this month, this week is our monthly challenge for August, which is hot. What did you have in mind when I said hot?
I didn't really have anything in mind. I was thinking that the season, because August, usually the temperatures are soaring. So something that had to do with it being very hot outside.
That was my thought. I don't know if many people, including yourself, evidently went that direction.
No, I didn't.
No, a lot of the listeners, I think we only had 8 submissions. I mean, maybe people are taking the summer off. I don't know. But let's go through them. But the impetus for this idea was hot August nights. It was like, all right, it's going to be smoking hot in August. What does that look like? But then I kind of went through some of my old photos and thought, I don't historically take a lot of photos of it being hot. I take pictures of things you do whilst it's hot.
Right.
But how often do you have, oh yeah, there's someone, yeah, there's a dehydrated guy. Yeah, his whiz is super yellow. You know, like, you don't have that.
Right.
All right, so in no particular order, this is people who have tagged us or hashtagged us or whatever it is. And if I've missed you, it's because either you hashtagged wrong or I'm stupid. Probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
But first up is someone I don't think has posted before, jpeg.22. I'm assuming that's Will Clark. He wore 22.
Okay, probably.
All right, so Will Clark shot a striking flint.
Is that super hot?
It looks hot.
Okay.
Did you want to touch this?
No.
Okay. You wanna go?
It looks cool.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it should be wider.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's probably killed by the crop.
Killed by the crop. Although this is not your Instagram crop. This is what he chose.
Oh, okay.
Or she. I'm assuming it's Will Clark, so I said he, but it could be somebody. It could be a she. My thinking on this one looks pretty cool. I how I would shoot this is I would do it like on like a 1 second exposure or a bulb in complete darkness and just leave it open and then just flick the flint. And then that's how you're going to make sure that you get it at the exact right moment.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This is pretty cool. I would back off a little bit and include a lot more, ironically called white space, but in this case, black space. I would include a lot more negative space and see this. I don't know if I need to see the close up of the flint. Although maybe I do. Maybe there's nothing going on in the rest of the spark.
I don't have anything to add here.
Or yeah. This is somebody's hair.
Yeah, or it's like a tree dramatically overexposed.
I think I'm looking at some split ends here. That's what I'm seeing.
Could be that too, yeah.
Yeah. Either way, definitely a cool shot, something that we haven't seen before.
Right. Agreed.
And also, if this is your first, if it's not your first time, I apologize. And if it is, welcome to the Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Next up is, again, okay, so here's Marion Maid. Does not scream August to me.
But it is hot.
It is hot. No, it's this. This falls into all the criteria of the photo challenge. It's hot. It's actually good. It's a good photo. I don't mean to sound surprised, Marion. You do take good photos. It's just again, this is not where I thought this was going. So good for everybody for taking their own interpretation of this. You want to start on this one now? Go ahead.
It looks cool.
No, wait a sec. You guys have an adversarial relationship.
No, I don't think I do. Maybe I do.
Oh, you
mean because I don't like him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
because of the posing incident like a year ago.
Oh yeah. No, that's on him. That was still a horrible pose. I stand by it.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah, but this photo's good. I like this photo.
I like this one too. I mean, also because having your own pizza ovens. I'm assuming this is his own. Is this your own pizza oven? That's the dream. That's what you want out in your backyard. Is your own pizza oven. I'm not joking.
I like pizza as much as the next guy.
Yeah, but doing it yourself in your own pizza oven is surprisingly rewarding.
No, I'm ordering out for pizza.
Okay. Yeah, because there's so many stone oven pizzas in your neighborhood.
Hey, Steveston Pizza Company.
Are they really?
Shout out, yeah. They're legit.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a number of them around here. It's kind of a big deal to have and the stone pizza oven, so it's pretty cool. So I highly recommend it. My wife's dad has not a stone one, but he has his own pizza oven in the backyard. And I think it's like a boat. Like, it's better to know somebody who has a pizza oven than actually have your own. So you can go over every once in a while.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. I agree with that.
Regardless, I like how this is framed. I like the dark space on the top, as if it's just that sort of arched frame. I like the slow enough shutter speed that allows a little bit of flicker and movement in the flame.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. I love how it's stacked on the left side, and we get like that sort of open space on the right side, in the middle of the oven itself. There's a lot going on here to like. So well done.
Okay.
Even if Adam hates it, he's wrong. Adam's wrong. No,
I didn't say that.
Well,
I don't like Marion. The photo's wrong.
Subtext.
Okay.
All right. Next up is JC Russo. He took a tour at the distillery at St. Augustine Distillery. Do you know St. Augustine?
No, don't know it.
What are tons of tasty samples? Lots of tasty samples. Florida, I'm assuming. Oh, it's moonshine then, I'm assuming. Too soon?
No.
Too soon? What? With they dodged most of the hurricane, didn't they? Didn't they hit Halifax?
So. Yeah, I think they're okay.
Yeah. I was in Halifax the last time the hurricane hit.
Nice.
Yeah. No, not that nice. Not that nice. Kind of lousy, turns out.
Okay.
I thought it would be cool. It was not that cool.
Not cool.
No. Kind of wish it hadn't happened. All right, and there's no air conditioning in the distillery room, so it was hot. So this photo doesn't scream heat to me. You look at this photo, you don't think, oh man, that is hot. I do like it though.
Yeah, I like it. Looks very cool. I like black. This is a good use of black and white. Lots of good contrast here.
Mm-hmm. Now there's a brewery in Munich called the Augustiner Brewery, which might very well be the best beer in Germany. And it definitely is the best beer garden I've ever been to. It's massive, food's great, beer's great. Highly recommend it if you're in the Munich area. Everyone goes to the Hofbrauhaus. Definitely check out the Augustiner beer garden. Okay. So I don't know if it's related. I have no idea if they're related or what they do, because obviously brewing and distilling are two separate things. You don't make moonshine by brewing, but here we are. I like the light streaks coming in. I like the whole backlighting from those open windows. I like the design of the room too. Like it looks really cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks so cool that basically every tech company in Yale Town designed their offices like this.
Yeah.
In the mid 2000s, everything was like unfinished. Like that's how we're doing it. So it's a good thing to copy, but I like the texture. This is a great example of texture and black and white. So great photo. Although again, not sure it screams hot. I'm sure it was hot, but great photo nonetheless. All right. Next up is Pixelscaper, who, full disclosure, did submit two, but we only do one per person. And so I chose what I think is the better one.
Okay.
So this is his sword fire dancer in Oregon.
Yep.
Thoughts on this? This is inside. I just realized this appears to be inside.
Yeah, I think that's right. Looking at it closer. No, it's cool. Like based on the floor, it's got definitely inside.
I don't say definitely, I mean, probably inside.
probably, sure. We'll go with probably. It looks like like a parquet floor or something. I don't know how often that's outside. But no, it looks very cool. And this is the kind of photo that I appreciate when others take, but would never think of taking.
Yeah. So what is a sword? What is sword fire?
I think it's probably right on the nose. A guy.
Yeah, with I've seen this happen.
Sure.
Yeah, no, but I've seen this happen. They do it like they light steel wool on fire and then swing it around.
Sure.
And it looks like this. And then I remember I was at my brother-in-law's wedding, my wife's brother's wedding, and then one of the guests, their present, instead of getting them a toaster, they did a fire dance at the wedding.
Okay.
I think I'd rather have the toaster, all things being equal.
Okay,
So I'm assuming this guy actually probably gave a toaster as well, so it worked out. You can tell by his shadow. But anyways, I remember trying to shoot that, and I did not shoot it nearly as cool as this. I did not have a tripod, but as he says in this, on a tripod, F8, ISO 160, which makes all the difference. And I think the key here is probably some trial and error and dialing in the exact right shutter speed. Because if you go too slow or too fast, obviously you just stop the action and it looks weird. It looks like a dude swinging a flaming sword around, which doesn't look that cool. If you go too much, it just blurs too much and becomes nothing. And so I would say this is the exact right shutter speed to get something interesting without obscuring all the details.
Okay.
And I like how he somehow managed to get the sword between his legs. That looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The silhouette, it all looks good.
Well done. Like the color, like the color balance, probably not the easiest. I'm sure those lights in the background aren't registering it that yellowy. But in order to sort of balance it out between whatever color the sword is, I mean, Excalibur burns at like usually pretty warm. So well done on the balance. And definitely a hot photo. All right, next up is Mike Roskop. Now this one's a bit, you definitely have to go, well, you're not going to, but you definitely have to check this one out on Instagram because this one is not what it seems.
Okay.
This one is a moving still image, I guess would you'd say it.
Okay, that's like some app that he's using.
That's what he's saying. He uses, it's called Cinemagraph. And it basically takes a still photo and then turns it into some sort of like a moving image, which you can watch the video on his feed. Or like if you check out on our feed, I guess it's ours too. Again, you know how Instagram works better than I do, listener. But definitely looks cool. He said he would like to also push us into a discussion about the addition of motion into stills, worth the extra work or not. That won't happen today, but we can visit that. I'm always happy to take suggestions from the crowd, and that'll be one of them. So definitely check it out. On its own, the picture's fine, pretty good. This guy is balancing; he's doing some sort of fire stick balance flipping thing, and definitely looks cool if you look at it. If you look at the moving thing,
okay,
all right. Next up, hey, fan favorite, Frank Pang.
Panger.
Weighing in. What do you got here?
It's a burning orb in the sky. Hot.
Right. It is hot.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do better than that.
No, he's right on point here. This is something that's hot.
So you're going for the science angle and not the art part.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that should be a t-shirt that we have. Where's what? The art part?
Where's the art part? Yeah. I'm not going to say this is Panger's best photo.
Oh.
But okay. I think he's done worse.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I think he's missing one tiny element here to making this into an epic photo.
Okay.
I think on that building there, I would like to see somebody standing with a pickaxe.
Sure.
And then we will fully realize that he was indeed trying to shoot a shot from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay. I just think it would be a cool silhouette. Put anybody there doing anything. Oh, maybe the Karate Kid, like perched up on a piece of wood, like doing the crane kick.
Okay.
I feel like this has got a little Karate Kid in it.
You might need to get closer to that building to make that big. Otherwise, it'd be too small.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that Frank is evoking Raiders of the Lost. It was the first thing I thought of when I saw this. I was like, oh, that's a shot from Raiders when they're going into the Well of the Souls, and the Nazis don't know they're looking in the wrong place.
All right, Panger, is that what you were going for? We need to know. Let's
just nod, Panger, just nod quietly and say yes. Take this one. Your daughter didn't even participate this week, so
oh, she's fallen off. I feel like she's quit the two hosers.
Yeah, hard to blame her, but with chatter like this, I do like the color of the sky. I like everything that's going on here. The silhouette would have put the icing on the cake, but good job, Frank. Don't let Adam get you down.
Okay, all right.
Next up is Mark's Berry. This is Oliver runs from the waves at. Okay, come on, that's a made up name from Harry Potter. Porthquidden Beach.
Yeah.
St. Ives. I met a man going to St. Ives. No, that's something that only Mark's.Berry is going to get. So I'm guessing this is hot, but if this is taking place in England, so hot must mean like 19 degrees Celsius probably and overcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this shot?
It's good. I like it. Yeah. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. I think it meets the challenge criteria, and these are, again, you know, this isn't cookie cutter type photo. Like usually we'd look for the photo where the kid's looking right at the camera with the big smile on his face. But I like this. This is one of those in-between shots, and I tend to like these shots.
On a positive, I would say that I like the perspective, the angle of this. Is I see so many parents taking this photo or photos like this from a standing up angle.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, there's the top of your kid's head again. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody cares about that, but no, it looks like marks. Is it two marks? Two different marks? Maybe that's why it's plural.
I don't know.
We'll find out. That's why unless it's Barry Marks. But two first names, that's tough. All right. Anyways, the only thing that I would probably do here, and this could be a combination of my monitor and my color blindness. I would probably warm this up in post a little bit.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Err on the side of golden, a little bit too warm, which for the skin tones, which will kind of mess with the bluey greens of the sea, but it kind of does give you a little more summery feel to it.
Agreed.
Either way, obviously hot. Moving on. And last, Bob Bernal Jr. It's the Chicago. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say this is the my favorite for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pick it as my favorite necessarily because I am biased because I happen to love airplanes.
No, this is really good. And I'm not by any means a big airplane lover myself. Right. This, as soon as I saw this, it's just like, yeah, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the colors of everything else around it. So the jet engine flare just really pops because of the contrast with the rest of the colors in the photo and just the detail on the plane. Like this is great. I'm the only thing, my only personal flavor on this is just, I don't love the crop. Like, again, I don't know,
Instagram.
Yeah. And I just don't love where it's framed even for Instagram, like either center this or don't center this. This is kind of neither here nor there. Like, I just don't love putting it in a box in one corner here of a square crop. I just don't like it. Personal tastes. Others may disagree, but the actual photo, the subject of this photo and the, is just, it's terrific. So really
here's good the job. Rub. I'm going to give full on credit for this being an Instagram thing. I'll bet you his actual crop is different. Instagram is fine. They like square, but turns out you, if you go 8x10 vertical, you get the most real estate. But you can't flip it. Like, so it's all depending. First of all, so it's you know, however big your phone is, which I have a very small phone on purpose, but some people have a much larger phone, which is a bit better screen, so you get better images on Instagram. You, like, you can see them better. But even then, you can't turn your phone sideways and see landscape photos.
Right.
And so you're very constrained. So I try to put all those constraints in into play when I'm evaluating these photos. I'll bet you if this was blown up large, like a much larger image, he's going to include a lot more negative space around it, and it'll still be the same apparent size because it'll be a larger photo on your wall, but you'll have much more space around it. Would look way cooler. But how did he get a smoke machine onto the wings?
Yeah, that looks cool.
Well placed. Yeah. And then the color of the smoke versus the color of the I'll say afterburners, even though they're not afterburners. Looks really cool. The sort of bluish versus the orange, and a great angle. You know, the airplanes are very hard to shoot and make look cool. I mean, on landing or takeoff is much better, but in general, it's really hard to do. So I really appreciate this photo. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we shot some.
Sure.
Now let's have a look at yours. Now, is this what I think it is? Like, you guys are just hot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I almost went this direction myself. I almost posted a picture of your wife, but...
Yeah, no, this is... In the evening after we were at the playground, I mean, this is end of August. It was a hot day. So it's 7:30, 7:40, something like that at night. And we're still just in t-shirts and shorts. This was, you know, basically, I don't know, 20 minutes after the photo of my cousin and his family. And so we're just on our way back from the park. And I'm had my cousin just kind of, I focused, handed him the camera and said, okay, snap one of us. Mm-hmm. And there you have it. I'm not looking at the metadata, so I'm guessing it's super shallow. So 85 right. millimeter at maybe f/2.8, something like that.
2.5, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. And hard to take this shot with someone else holding your camera and expect that with the focus so shallow that they're going to get it in focus and also, you know, basically orient themselves where you get a half decent sort of angle or vantage point. Plus my cousin is about 6'3 or 6'4, so he's a tall guy. So he did get down a little bit, but he could have got down a little bit lower. Either way, I like the photo and I thought, oh, I'm gonna post this. This is as simple a snapshot portrait as you can take, in that, like I said, I handed him the camera and focused it and said, go ahead.
Right. And now at f/2.5, this from this distance with the 85 on the full frame there, the focal depth is zero.
Yeah,
so kind of don't want to. So this is relatively in focus. This is in focus enough that it's in focus. I think had you snapped it, you would have probably done a better job.
Maybe. I mean,
but it's not. Yeah. There's nothing to really. You know, you out of focus is better than you in focus. So it's actually better.
Right.
But no, I wouldn't look at this and go, like, I looked at this and went, oh yeah, well, it's soft, but it's shallow depth of field soft. It's not like a blown photo.
No, you know, and I mean? And the eyes are actually in focus. I don't know if it's just a downgraded resolution of the photo that I posted for you, but
yeah,
the eyes are completely sharp. So on both,
well, it's not in focus in mine. I'm just telling you, like, it doesn't look like crazy razor sharp.
No. And no, it's not that either. But it's not a missed focus. You didn't miss focus on this.
No.
So again, as tried to help as far as models are concerned, trying to line up our eyes. So we're wily veterans when it comes to trying to make it easier for the photographer to get focus for a shot like this. So I did know when I handed it to him that it was going to be very shallow depth of field, and therefore we did our best to try to line it up for him.
And you know enough at this point that. Whenever you hand a camera to someone and say, okay, here, just snap. Do not focus.
Right.
Everybody instinctively grabs the barrel and starts focusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he must know by now that just listen to what Adam says and walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. He did.
Good. No, it's good. Like, you're great colors, great time of day. And you guys are both like Hansel.
Yeah.
And hot.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I can see your wife doing her blue steel. Looks excellent. Yeah. And again, it's nice to have a photo of you and your wife together in the same shot every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. We hadn't done that for a while. So I thought, oh, here we go. Here's a good opportunity as far as being in a photo challenge, because my kids are becoming less and less compliant. So.
Yeah. It's funny because I sat and while we were waiting to record this, I had to distract my kids for a bit for some other reason. And we were watching videos from like 5 years ago. And they're just sitting there laughing. Just, ah, that's the best, Dad. That's the best. Like, you should shoot more of this. Really? Really, I should. Are you there when I'm shooting? Because you tell me to get that camera out of here, Dad. You know? So, I understand the compliance.
Right.
Or lack thereof. All right, so look at mine. And my mine just quit unexpectedly. So, I'm going to go ahead and try to find that again. While you bebop and scat about photo-related things.
Do you remember what your photo is of?
Yeah, it's up now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it back. I'm fast at finding stuff.
Okay.
All right, so this was from our vacation. I wanted to post something that was hot because it was very hot in Spain and France. And so this was in the south of France, just before the border to Spain, a little place called Narbonne Plage, which is French for Narbonne Beach. And didn't love that beach as much as the Costa Brava, but we still had a good time swimming in the Mediterranean. And it was hot. So hot, I burned my feet on the sand at one point. That's no fun. Don't do that. Okay. However, this is a shot of my son. And so most of my photos, as I mentioned last week, were my son running around with no shirt on. And so I kind of didn't want to post that. So this is kind of in the middle. He's got no shirt on, but he's obscured by the sand on the beach.
So is he kind of buried in the sand here?
No, this is ironically, interestingly, I don't know if either one of those is true. The way the beach goes here, it kind of goes out and then just all of a sudden drops off like a few feet to the water. So it's kind of like a sand dune, but not really a sand dune. So he's basically on the other side of this just digging. He's just out there having a great time running in and out of the water and to cool off and then digging. But one of the things that I liked about this shot was kind of the odd perspective of him sort of obscured and the sea in behind. He's doing something and then tons of negative space.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have let you say some things and then
those things are all true. Lots of negative space. I like it. I like the colors on him. Again, for my taste, probably too much negative space, but I do like the photo, and that's just a personal taste issue. But everything about the photo I like, just aside from the way too much negative space.
I had to wait patiently until all of the, ugly people got out of the background.
Okay.
So I waited till that happened.
Okay.
That's all. That's no knock at the French people. You were probably tourists. You probably weren't French. Probably just from somewhere else. But there you go. So anyway, that's our challenge. Now, next month's challenge for September.
Okay.
I swear I chose this independently before I looked at your did you shoot anything interesting photos.
Okay.
The challenge is background.
Background.
Background. I was going to say interesting background, but I thought that was redundant because obviously if you do something boring, we're not going to like it. Okay. Or if your name's Marion Maid, Adam won't like it. But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But background is the September monthly challenge. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge or hashtag hey hosers. But definitely do what three people did. Is make sure you tag us in it, and then we will see it, and definitely we'll talk about it. That's how that goes. If I would do both. Redundancy is great in the situation. Definitely hashtag it Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, because I follow that hashtag. I search for that hashtag, and I check out that the other, if you actually tag us, no hashtag, just tag us at Two Hosers in your shot, we're definitely going to see it. That makes sense? On the Instagram. Do that. Yeah. We'll talk about it at the end of the month.
Okay.
Challenge for next week, Adam.
Is?
I'm going to throw something in right in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
It's good for you. It's good for me. I hope. Back to school.
Okay. I can do that.
All right. I think you can do that. Kids are going back to school. My kids are going back to school this week. It's a week later in Germany, at least this part of Germany. And so that's the challenge for next week. You can hashtag that blah, 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 because we're not checking yours out. But Adam will just send his to me directly.
Okay.
Okay, as you have for the last 8 years. Yeah. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And mine you can find at AlanAtridge.com or the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.